You're listening to the audio production of How to Live in Fear, Mastering the Art of Freaking Out by Lance Hahn, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Mark Smeeby. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com. To my beautiful and loving wife, Susie, and my incredible daughters, Jillian and Andy, thank you for sharing me with the world and being giving of your time with me so that others may be blessed. Thank you as well for your love and constant prayer for me. To my mom, dad, brother, and sister, thank you for loving me and guiding me in my struggle. And thank you for your patience as we figured this thing out. To my Bridgeway Christian Church family, I love you all and am so thankful that you have allowed me to be transparent and authentic in my journey. To my assistant and friend, Joanne, you were a prayer warrior defending me when I was down. Your prayers and those of my intercessor team kept me standing when I should have fallen down. To Robert Nolan, who put his heart and amazing writing skills to work for the kingdom and contributed to make this book what God intended. Forward. I'm convinced the best place to find a classic sport coat is on the neglected clothing rack of a thrift store. On one particular afternoon, I ventured into one of my favorite thrift stores, tucked away in a quiet corridor of the city, and found the perfect sport coat hanging in a dimly lit corner. The cashier was quick to tell me that it was a top find and a great deal. As I left, I encountered a young lady who recognized me from church. I was taken with her openness and transparency as she poured out her heart to me. She described how God was doing wonderful things in her life and how her outlook had changed. She further explained that her pastor, Lance Hahn, was the reason for her season of restoration, joy, and wholeness. She said, "I love his transparency and honesty." I soon realized I had come to the store not to find the perfect coat, but to make a connection with a soul on a new and vibrant journey, thanks to my friend in ministry, Pastor Lance Hahn. Transparency and honesty are two missing elements in conversations today. Don't get me wrong, people still love to talk. We talk all the time. And with the emergence of technological advances such as texting, email, and social media, we can have conversations with just about anyone, anywhere, at any time. Yet there still seems to be a reluctance to open up and share the intimate details of the darker side of life. Our conversations seem superficial, centering on what projects the best image of ourselves. The reality is that this is not
sample complete. Ready to continue?